Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Yes, good day, everybody. Welcome to a Saturday afternoon. Lovely to have your company for the next 3 hours as we just mull over what's going to happen. State of Origin 2 in beautiful Perth. Already Emma Lawrence is in Western Australia. We'll catch up with her shortly. I think, Gerds, you've got your ticket. You're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Australia. I leave tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Are you over there? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wendell Saylor. Where's Wendell Saylor? He's not here with us.
Well, I think we need to say happy birthday to his son, Tristan,
yes.
Who is 21. I'm not sure whether it's today,
Happy birthday,
would
Tristan.
Then coincide with the birthday of our fantastic host here, Tony Squires,
hey.
Who is 50 today. Happy 50, birthday, Tony.
50-something.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, big deals at his son's 21st.
So that's good, isn't it? Wendell Saylor's celebrating his son's birthday,
yep.
So he's not here. It's actually my birthday, mm-hmm. And I am here.
You're almost three times as old as his son.
Yeah. Wow,
Wendell's
there you go.
Son.
Thank you very much.
Anyway,
well, you know, I'm setting up a GoFundMe page just under Israel Flowers if you want to go there.
Okay, how much do you need for a night at Chiswick, Tony?
Yeah, I'm in the biggest fight of my life to feed my family at Chiswick tonight. So if you can pay for that dinner, mm-hmm. birthday-wise, that would be good. Yeah. But more importantly, because Wendell isn't here, we have gone the big guns. Aaron Wood joins us.
Yes. Welcome.
How are we?
Looking good too, isn't he, the new dad?
Yes.
Looking fresh.
How is little Buster?
Yeah, he's going good. He's been pretty good with the sleeping, so the wife's been doing a fair bit of that, so I've been pretty lucky. I've been getting a good night's sleep.
Okay. Yeah, hands-on, you're changing nappies and you're feeding and doing all those sorts of things?
Yeah, so it's pretty good. He's breastfeeding, so we're expressing, thank God. And, mm-hmm. Mate, he's going really well. Obviously, getting there, changing a few nappies, it has been quite different.
Mm-hmm.
His poos have changed from stage to stage. Now it's
because there's a meconium in the early.
It's a bit sticky, so it's hard to get
tar like.
Because he's a little fella, he had a few things downstairs I had to clean up properly.
Yes,
so,
okay. Of course. Hey, is it kind of you being a big front row forward, tough nut, all those sorts of things? Do you see a softer side of you come out?
Mate, you wouldn't believe it. I used to give it to all the boys at training about taking photos with all their kids and saying, "What he's doing? Like, pull your head in and." Mate, I've got a whole camera roll. My camera roll is full. And, I just love it. You know, I look at the little man sleeping and I go, "Oh, Sarah, look, get another photo." And, mate, I feel like a big softie now.
Have you tackled the elephant in the room, which is circumcision? That's it. Have you, how'd you go with that? Did you have the little fella chopped or is he just going to be a sleeping bag?
He needs all the manhood he can get.
Oh, okay. All right.
He come out looking quite good.
They don't do that anymore, do they, Tay?
No, well, some of certain religious persuasions may, in fact, be circumcised, but others don't. You know, it's natural.
We're not religious, so you can keep the big fella.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely. Did you, of course, I'm not worried about
that. Did that throw you a little bit, Tony?
A little bit. No, not at all. Where did you watch State of Origin 1?
So the missus got induced on the night. So we were in at Hurstville Private Hospital. And it was on the tiny TV. I was about to throw it when I seen the score, when the score line was coming through, so I was quite frustrated.
Disappointing, wasn't it?
Well, the good thing is...
What'd you make of the game?
Oh, mate, look, obviously, you know, I thought we started off really good. We got to an 8-0 lead, and I thought we bombed quite a few chances. And, you know, I think our forwards did lay a really good platform, but I think second half, Queensland forwards just out-muscled us. We couldn't get over an end, and look, we get our interchange right next game. I think, mate, we're a massive chance of blowing them off the park.
Yeah, we're going to go into some detail about exactly how New South Wales goes about doing that. We're also going to chat with your Sharks teammate and a close friend of this show, Wade Graham, is going to join us, as is Cameron Murray. So we've got the New South Wales camp completely covered. And Dobbo, of course, who has been with the Queenslanders in their camp for the entire week, he will have a chat as well. As I said, Emma Lawrence is going to join us. Reedy is going to join us. It's absolutely huge. I should mention, of course, what we're going to go next is have a chat about the State of Origin last night and the women, New South Wales 14 over Queensland 4. Terrific game of footy. We'll get you some detail of that. Share all that with you. So much ahead. 10,000 people into beautiful North Sydney Oval last night for State of Origin 2, Queensland, New South Wales. And the women provided quite a show. It was a terrific game of footy. Queensland 4-0 up at half time. Then the Blues came powering back 14 unanswered points in that second half. We are going to have a chat a little later on with Maddie Studden, who was named the player of the match. But she wasn't alone in terms of quality goods.
No, they dominated the first half, Queensland, and a little bit more continuity
given the fact that I think there was 10 Brisbane Broncos who won the NRL, the women's NRL competition last year, and they had 11 Gillaroos and a lot more experience, and I think that showed in the first half. And they made some really Jason Hetherington, the old Queensland hooker, Bulldogs player, he was their coach, made some really good calls, I think, before the game started, put Steph Hancock back onto the bench and started with Harden. And when Hancock came on after about 20 minutes, they really surged and dominated that first half. And probably New South Wales went in 4-0 down, but were probably lucky to be that close at that point.
Yep. They had some big girls in that Queensland side. And they did tire a bit at the back end of the Queensland team.
I don't know what happened at halftime, but New South Wales just sort of clicked into gear in that second half. Their kicking game was a lot better. I thought Kira Dibb, who was on debut and 5'8 for the Blues, she was fantastic in that second half. And
what
some
about
of her kick chases.
The 40-30 she kicked.
The 40-30s.
It had actually, the tackle count had been restarted. She obviously didn't know. She got the ball and just booted it. Gets the fourth 40-30.
Got charged down and then made that big play. And then that brought people like you spoke about, Studden.
Yep.
Just really creative. We called the game last night, Maroon and I, and I gave Millie Boyle our
player of the match
because she actually started the game. Foliaki went onto the bench and she was so dominant, ran for about 160 metres and had 15 or 16 carries. And especially when New South Wales were on the back foot, she was the one that just, you know, took the bull by the horns and just ripped it forward. So she was great, really athletic outside backs in Panattani, Surges and Kelly.
Isabel Kelly.
And in the end, that quality, once they got a little bit of space, was just too much for the Queenslanders to handle.
What did you think, Woodsy?
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. And, you know, I think Queensland had the arm wrestle early on in the game. And I agree with what Gerd said. When Steph Hancock came on the field, I thought they went to another level. I thought they were probably unlucky not to capitalise on a couple of opportunities just for half time. And New South Wales went in at, you know, 4-0 down, which was probably a win for us. And then the second half, we just controlled possession. Like you said, Dibb's kicking game killed him. And you know, I was really happy with our back five. I thought our back five, you know, Kelly, Surges, our fullback. I can't remember our fullback's name. She was out.
McGregor, really good player,
wasn't she?
She was great.
I thought they were just really good around the ruck with Queensland's big women. And, mate, I just thought they went straight through. And, you know, Matty starting to control the game later on in the end of the game and a little show and go and straight through. So
nice step.
It was just good to watch a bit of footy without wrestle for once.
That's what it was, wasn't it? I mean, the playable area, that whole ruck area was just so clean last night. You know, the girls, there's a lot of impact in their hits. You know, there's a lot of contact there. But
after that,
they don't hold each other up and grapple and then wait for other people to come in. They put each other on the ground. They play the ball quickly. And that just creates so many more opportunities for the attacking players. It was it was refreshing.
I tell you, Tungai would have been very happy to get the second try, the one she went through. The little kick through came up perfectly for her, rather than just falling over her line, try and put it down, no try there. But she
didn't learn a lesson,
though,
did she, Tony?
No,
still put it down the same way for the second try. But, yeah, what a talent. And some of the other subtleties to her play. I mean, she at some point there in the second half, she was sort of caught on the last tackle and sort of flicked it around the back, and her skill set was unbelievable. And I think that's, in the end, as I said, just, you know, that athleticism from some of the outside backs from New South Wales in the end were the difference.
And it's so good to see. I mean, there was 7,000 odd, I think, last season's game at North Sydney Oval. And they were thinking, you know, maybe build on that a little bit, get a few more. To get, I don't know what the exact figure was, but well over 10,000, basically full North Sydney Oval.
It was full,
It looked fantastic. The atmosphere was brilliant. It is a great sign and pointer for the game, isn't it, for the women's game?
Well, you have to think what they do next year. And I think the fact that it's standalone is great because it becomes then the main feature. Yep. There's no other rugby league games on in Sydney this weekend. So what an opportunity to get out. And I love the fact that it was at North Sydney because of the nostalgia and the history that the Oval has. But wouldn't that be a good game next time to play maybe out at Bank West?
Oh, mate,
I mean, you
I was just thinking that.
You might feel Bank West.
Yeah.
And what a great environment that would be for the girls to play there.
Mate, imagine them just warming up in the sheds, you know. Mate, obviously North Sydney is such a great suburban ground. But you go to Bank West, I haven't played, I haven't been there, but I've heard it just like echoes. It's so loud there, you know. The fans are on top of the field. And, mate, for the girls, they deserve it. You know, the last 2 years, they've put on a great show. And the footy was enormous. After the game, I thought it was unreal where they let the fans come onto the field just to get to know the players. Young, and normally you see, you know, a lot of kids, a lot of young fellas, but, mate, to see the girls go on the field and grab Isabel Kelly, you know, grab Maddie Stuttons, I think that's a great growth for our game at the moment. It's enormous to see.
Yeah, it was a great game of footy. As I said, we will have a chat with Maddie Stutton very shortly. But next, we are going to go into New South Wales State of Origin Camp, Western Australia, and catch up with Wade Graham. Aaron Woods, Ryan Girdler, Tony Squires with you on this Saturday afternoon. We are going to catch up with Wade Graham very shortly and see what's happening in that State of Origin camp for the Blues ahead of tomorrow night's State of Origin 2. I mentioned that name though, Wade Graham. Yep. Aaron, you must be, as a teammate of his, such a good bloke. The fact that he's back after, what, 87 minutes of footy, that ACL injury, he's come back, played two games off the bench and back in a Blues jersey.
Mate, he's what a competitor. What a bloke. He's come off with the ACL. Wade has always been the type of player that probably just does enough at training, you know, just goes through. He's just got the football smarts that gets him through it.
Yep.
He really sat down after he did the knee and just wanted to work out where he could be better in his game. And the biggest thing for him was probably getting his body right, getting fit. And, mate, when I saw him run out the other night, like, I've seen him quite a fair bit at training. You know, he's been enormous with his rehab. He's been second to none. He's done everything properly. When he put that jersey on and seen him run around against Parramatta, he just looked like a new player. I think he's 3 or 4 kilos lighter than what he normally plays at.
Mm-hmm.
And just moving around the field, he's like a 5'8 as a back rower. He played all his juniors in the halves. So when we got him, it just added another dimension to our left edge. And if anyone could do it, Wade could do it. I'm just so happy it's for him as well. Like, going into an Origin, only playing 88 minutes, he doesn't need the confidence, mate. He's an Origin player, and I think he'll kill it on Sunday.
He's just
night.
A guy that has that sense of occasion, that just knows what his team needs. And I would imagine not just on weekends, but he would do that through the week too. I mean, what does he mean to that sort of core green senior leadership group at the Sharks?
Oh, it's been unreal to have him back, because him and Gow are co-captains, and Gow's more of a leader with his actions. Wado, he will verbal you, but you don't take it personal with Wado. He just wants what's best for the team. Whether it's spraying himself or spraying someone else, he'll just get into you, and it'll motivate you to be better, because you don't want to let someone of Wado's character down. And the way he's come back in, I think, not just himself, I think the boys grew another leg. You know, we were down 20-0 against Canberra. As soon as he come back on the field, like, we had to get him in there probably a bit earlier just with the scoreline and losing Bronson Cherry. But when he got on that field, the team went to another level. We got back to 20-all. Obviously didn't get the win, but just to see the way that the shift in momentum as soon as Wade came on the field, it was no surprise. But, man, I'm so excited to see him Sunday night to play.
Yeah.
What do you make of that, though? Obviously, Freddie's gone in with three left-side back rowers in Wade, who's a specialist left-side back rower. Obviously, Boyd, who played 70 minutes last time, and Tarek Sims, who's obviously on the bench as well. Do you feel that Wade might have a role to play in the middle third of the field? Could he execute a role in there somehow?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think probably Tarek Sims will play in the middle. You know, we saw it last year when he came on game three. I thought he was really good, really strong through the middle. He's got a really good carry, real physical.
Just got to keep away from Ben Hunt.
Yeah, he gets a bit excited with his teammates. But and then, you know, I think a thing with Boydie and Wado, they could probably switch at times, you know, leave Boydie out there. Then once Wado comes on the field, maybe push Boydie into the middle. And then when Boydie does need a spell, push him back on the edge. You know, I think the thing with what we're going to get through Wado is, their centre's going to get early ball. You know, Jackie Wyde's going to get some good pill. He's going to play some footy, you know, eyes up. And Wado, he doesn't just run the ball. He can kick. He's a second option in everything, mate. He just sees things, you know. When he came back the first night against Parramatta, we hadn't really planned too much to play too much footy. We just wanted to get him into the game. But he was calling plays like he'd been there for the whole season. So I think it's going to add a massive dimension to our attack. And, you know, I think we've got a lot of points in us.
Especially given the fact that James Maloney's played with both of these guys.
Yep.
You know, so at club level. And he's going to have those combinations. But it's going to be really interesting to see how Freddie uses Wade in this game. Because, you know, we love the fact that he's going to bring... I love the fact that, and I've said it before in that first game, I think we got beat from the bench. I think at the back end of the first half and early in the second half, when their interchange players went on, they lifted the tempo and they had more of a surge and they were able to hold on through that. And I think our guys, even though they were doing a good job, they were a bit fatigued and they just didn't have the same energy levels. And I think that's really important. And I think Wade's a guy that you put him on in that situation and he just lifts the tempo, because he's a guy that flies out of the line, drives the line speed, and then when he's got the football, he's happy to play with width, but he's also happy to tuck it under his arm or cut back on the inside and do a courageous run. So it's just hard to imagine how we're going to be able to have him being as effective as he can be, getting the best out of Boyd and Tarek all in the one game. It's going to be, you know, interesting viewing.
Your other great mate, of course, Dave Clemmer, was enormous in State of Origin 1 for the time he was on for the 52 minutes straight. Sadly, for New South Wales, he's no longer there. How do you see, first, have you spoken to him? And secondly, how does he see someone like young Daniel Saifidi? How does he go?
Yeah, I caught up with Clem when I had the little fella. He'd come around and, you know, he'd bring his kids and his wife Chloe. So, look, I thought that was the best game I've ever seen Clem play, you know, and I was talking to him about it, you know, probably have he had his time back again, you know, play the first 30, come off for a bit of a spell, 10 either side of half time, and then get him straight back out there. So, because I thought, like Gerd said before, Papali's stint and Joe Arrow's second stint on the field, that really hurt us. You know, we couldn't get out of our own end, and we were having to put kicks on fourth or fifth play on our own 30-metre line, and, you know, and it did hurt us a bit. So, look, and talking to Clem about Saifidi, mate, he's rapt about him, you know. He said he's tough as they come. He doesn't shirk away from any of the tough carries. He loves the workload, and he's really excited to see him play. He's a big physical character. So when he gets out there, mate, I can't wait to see him, mate. I wish it was Origin now. Like, I just want to watch him play some footy. So, mate, I'm so happy for Saifidi as well. You know, from like what I said, what Clem said about him, mate, he's ready for it.
We talked last week, Gers, and you were kind of down that path of, well, let's not, you know, make wholesale changes. Yeah. And of course, there were wholesale changes. It did happen. But then when you look at that team now, it's a strong-looking footy side. Let's go out to the backs, the two centres. Now, Mark Gasnier has gone over there to do a bit of, you know, work with them as well. But Jack Whiten playing out of position, but looks like a left centre.
Yeah, I love Jack Whiten as a player. And I think Freddie's going to get what he wants out of these guys, which is guys that are going to engage in the game. They're not going to wait for the game to come to him, to them. And I think that's what he was a little bit concerned about going up there into Suncorp in the first game of the series, was there was a couple of guys that were just waiting for things to happen around them. Yeah. And in Origin, it doesn't happen. You need to go and get the game. And especially when you play in those wider positions, sometimes you can be standing out there, especially in club footy, and you're thinking, you know, what was the use of me turning up today? And you can't have that attitude at Origin. You've got to make sure that you go in there, you get an early touch, and you engage in the game. And I think Tom will certainly do that. We know Jack's going to do that. The problem they're going to have, and it's obvious to everyone, is, and that's why Gaz has gone over there, is defensive reads. Mm. Not so worried about Jack because he plays on that left side for the Raiders. He's a very physical guy. He's learnt to be patient, I think, this year. Basically, he's played now 13 games at six, whereas at fullback it would have taken a bit of a time for him to adjust to that sort of defensive load, and also making that decision as three in. Probably a harder place to make decisions is two in, which is the centre, because, you know, it's make or break out there. Yeah. So I think he'll be okay. My concern is obviously Tommy. I remember when he played last year on the wing a couple of times in the Origins, and there was a couple of times he just jammed straight in. He panicked, and I think that's going to be obviously a habit that he needs to break, and what Mark's probably been working with so far this week. He needs to just relax and stay calm, make sure he stays folded in behind Nathan. The good thing is about Nathan is he's a very relaxed character, and he's not a guy like Jimmy Maloney on the left who might charge out of line. Mm. Nathan rarely does that. He'll sit back in, and hopefully Tommy we'll be able to, you know, make some good decisions there, because that is where Munster plays, that is where Ponga plays, and they're going to be tested. And I think that New Queensland are going to find a way to break down New South Wales defence out wide. So I think it's a case of, how do we score more points than them? I think we're going to need to score four or five tries tomorrow if we're going to beat this Queensland side. So where do those points come from? And that's going to be the interesting part about it.
Your other mate, of course, Joshy Morris. Would he have been obviously hoping for a game two, given the way he played in State of Origin 1, maybe a defensive misread, but played great footy, was in it from the word go. Would he have liked a little left-centre spot when the one opened up?
Oh, 100%, Tony. You know, I was pretty shattered for him when he first got dropped, because I thought he was one of our best players, you know. Scored the first try. Other than that one defensive read in the second half, I thought he was playing some really good footy. But, you know, I think, just listen to what Gerd said. You know, the only thing I'm probably worried about with us at the moment is, you know, Tommy played wing last year, and all we wanted from him was, mate, you do 20 carries, just get in there, take the heat off the forwards, and then go back to your wing and just follow your centre in defence. Because everyone thinks, you know, back row is the toughest to defend. I think the centre's got to make the right call. You know, I'm glad that he's next to Nathan Cleary, because he's a great defender. But if he's going to make his own mind up, he's got to be on the same page with Nath, because if he's going to make his own mind up, then we're going to be all over the shop. And like you said, Munster, Ponga, left edge is their go-to. That's where they really hurt us last game. So if they're on the same page, I'm really excited. I think, you know, having Gaz in there would have really helped them. But if they get out of their systems, you know, I think, it's going to be a tough one. But I think Freddie has chosen a side that's going to get a lot of points. You know, people are worried about Jack White at centre, mate. I played against him in Campbelltown Stadium. I'll never forget. This is not lying. he played centre for Canberra one night. I looked at him. I thought, a little tap run, a little skinny little centre, I'll run at him. I think he was only 18, 19. He hit me. I went to the ground. I could not breathe for the next minute. And he's on top of me, getting into me, like, get up, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I look back, and who hit me? It was dead set Jack Whiten. I couldn't believe it.
He's made of granite.
I'd never go near him ever again. If someone's going to ask me who the hardest bloke's ever hit me, it's Jack Whiten. Wow. So I'll just warn any of those Queenslanders to stay away from him, boys. Wow.
And I think the points come from, and the other decision that was a big one from Freddie was James Maloney into the six. So he's the guy for New South Wales. I think he set up the majority of their tries in last year's series. He's the guy that's going to roll the dice for us. He's the guy that's going to make that extra pass. And we were very conservative in game one, especially coming out of RNF. If you remember the series last year, you know, when you get bogged down in Origin, when you're just going one out and you talk about those sets that Woodsy just mentioned where Papali and Maguire and that revved up, he's the guy that'll jump in there, push a couple of forwards out of the way and throw a 15, 20-metre pass on the 20-metre line coming out of trouble that'll just break that cycle and that'll get us on the outside. He's also the guy that can throw an intercept. Yep. You just don't know what you're going to get with Jimmy, but I think they've rolled the dice with him. And look, I really feel, you know, feel sorry for Cody.
Yep.
Hopefully that's not the last opportunity that he gets. But I think the Maloney option going into this game, into the occasion that it is, you know, we'll see if it's the right one. But I think, you know, based on what we've, the information we have so far, it seems like the right call.
Yeah, I think Freddie's theory is that if there's mistakes to be made, he'd like rather see a mistake made on the front foot rather than on the back foot. And that's certainly what he's got with that mob of people he's picked. Will be great. Wade Graham is among them, and we're going to chat with him next on Saturday Triple M NRL. What about this man? We've already spoken about how great it is that he's back in the Blues jersey. I'm talking about Wade Graham. G'day, mate.
G'day, guys. Hey, if you have to hang out with Acker at Cronulla, you lose your hair as well.
Fair call, brother.
We went for you today, Wade, but obviously you weren't available, mate, so we had to go to Woodsy off the bench.
Oh, mate, he's doing a great job, Woodsy. Good man, good man.
Yeah, and I noticed this year, he's got young Buster, and I saw the picture today in the paper of you and beautiful young William. How's that going with for you?
Yeah, it's good. My family, my partner and my boy flew in a couple of days ago, actually. Mum and Dad got here yesterday, so it's good to have them over here. Obviously, very exciting to be back in the Origin Arena, and it's something it's always wonderful to share with your family.
Hey, Wado, firstly, I haven't seen you since, mate. Congratulations. Really happy for you, brother. In relation to your role tomorrow, Woodsy and I just had a bit of a chat about, you know, you got a couple of left side back rows there. Obviously, Boydo plays big minutes and Tarek will be looking for a go, and you're a specialised left side player. What's Freddie going to have you doing?
Yeah, obviously, I'm here to cover a lot of other positions as well. I've got that sort of utility role on the bench. If there's an opportunity to get on that left hand side, my favourite position, hopefully I'll get back out there and get some time there. But with Jackie White moving to the centres, I'll come in for a bit of cover for some other positions as well. So, yeah, just whatever the game tosses up, I'll be ready to get out there and do my best, buddy.
Wait a mate. I've seen a few of Freddie's different techniques at training. Has anything surprised you that you've learnt since you haven't sort of been under Freddie before?
Not really. I've seen a bit with him in city camps, as you know, mate, but there's been a forecast of rain here over the weekend, so they've got the old soapy balls in the water trick going. That hasn't been around since the 90s, but hopefully does the trick for us, you know, tomorrow night.
And I saw in the news as well, you went for a hit of golf. How many of you played and how much of their cash did you get?
There was 12 of us. Actually, we had a blow-in from Sydney. Some random bloke just jumps in with Betsy and Jimmy, so they got disqualified. But me and Cleary, Fergo, the great Fergo, and Josh Adakar took the Trbojevic's cash. So
Jakey would be filthy. He's one of the tightest humans I've ever met.
Jakey and Tommy, they actually didn't finish the last. They were at filthy. They drove
bad sports up north.
Beautiful. Obviously, it was a short turnaround for this game and a lot of changes. What has it been like in that camp, kind of intense to get that team feeling, or was it just felt natural as soon as you were there?
No, to be honest, it felt pretty natural. Obviously, you know, there was a lot of changes, but all the guys who did come in have had something to do with each other over the years. Me and Jimmy played a lot of footy together, obviously played with Fergo, you know, at this level before as well. And then you see a guy like Dal Finucane getting the debut. He's played in five grand finals, so he knows what it takes to get himself right. And it's been a good feel around the camp. The short turnaround, I've actually liked it because you know, there's less time to worry about anything. It's just get in, get the training done, and get ready for the game. So we're pumped. It's such a good feeling to be back in camp with the boys. And, yeah, Sunday, tomorrow night, can't come quick enough.
Tell us, we spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, Wade, probably just after your first game back, and you said, oh, I don't think I'm, you know, I don't know if I'm ready. You know, it's a big ask after having sort of 9 months off. Tell us how Freddie sort of spoke to you, when he spoke to you about it, and how your response was. Obviously, you told him you'd be ready to go.
Yeah, definitely. Well, he rang me just to ask how I brought up after that Parramatta game, firstly, just to see, you know, what I felt like. And then we had a really honest conversation about how the body's feeling, how the head is. And then he said, oh, well, we'll have a look at how you go against Canberra, and we'll make a decision after that. I'll call you over the weekend. And we had a really tough game in Canberra. It was, you know, really different to the Parramatta game, where, you know, Parramatta, the time I came onto the field, we sort of had all the momentum, had all the ball, so I was just, you know, all on the front foot. But against Canberra, I came on all 20-0 down, so I was, you know, right out in the furnace. It was a good game and a good test for myself, and I was glad to get through that. But to be honest, since I got in camp, I haven't even thought about having the layoff. It's sort of just clicked into autopilot, and, you know, all my focus is about just performing the best I can in whatever role I have during the game. And it's obviously going to be a limited role coming off the bench, but whatever time I do get and whatever position I do find myself in, I've just been focusing on making sure I do the best I can.
How important is Jimmy Maloney to the group through this week, and obviously and then on game day as well? You've played a lot of foot. You're with him. He's part genius, part pest. Which part is more important?
Well, he's 80% part pest, 20% genius. So we just need that 20% genius for 80 minutes a week. And I think, in all honesty, he's been great for the group. Obviously, I wasn't around in game one, but any team environment Jimmy's in certainly benefits from having him. He's very light-hearted. In an arena such as Origin, where there's so much intensity and, you know, so much pressure, a guy like him who just comes in, keeps everyone relaxed and keeps everyone focused on, you know, just the football side of things, not getting caught up in all the, you know, the noise and the outside influence. He's exactly what, you know, you need in these big games. And, you know, we need a vintage Jimmy performance on Sunday if we want to get the result and keep the series alive.
Waito, mate, someone I'm really looking forward to watch play is Dale Finucane. Mate, he's been thereabouts in the last few years. How's he got around the boys, and how's he fit in the camp so far?
Mate, he's good. He's good. I've been trying to avoid him at training because all he wants to do is rip your head off during training drills.
Oh, is he one of those, is he?
He's a test match, is he?
Yeah, oh. I was sitting back watching him and Tarek Sims go at it the other day, and I just went, nah, no one will borrow that. But, mate, he's someone I'm really happy to be involved in too. He got his debut medal last night at the jersey presentation, and if someone deserves a crack, it's him. He's so hardworking. We see what he does every week down at Melbourne. He's played in 5 grand finals, and he's just a tough human. And I'm really looking forward to being on his side for once and not having him come out of the line and try and crack me ribs. So I'm happy for him too, mate. I can't wait to see him play as well.
MG was part of that presentation last night. How did the big man go, and did he create some nice memories and some nice moments for you guys?
Oh, it was really good. You know, MG obviously spoke about it being a real, you know, one of the highlights of his career, being able to come and be involved in the jersey presentation. And they showed his famous clip, obviously, with him going out the King and standing up to the King. And I suppose, you know, MG said how much of an honour it was for him to be there. But it was such an honour for all us players, especially New South Wales players, to have MG there. You know, seeing memories like that of MG that night he played and stood up to the King is what inspired, you know, a lot of us generation to come through. And what makes Origin so special and what makes, you know, the Blues jersey so special. And, you know, it was just great to have him there and a part of the fold again. And, yeah, it was a great night last night.
All right, mate. Look, thank you. We really appreciate your time on the eve of Origin. Looking forward to seeing you run out there. Congratulations again.
Go get him, Wade.
See you, legend. Rip in, brother.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Wade Graham. What a good human he is, and a great footy player. Will be all on display. He'll put it all out there tomorrow evening. State of Origin 2. Saturday, Triple M and RL. Aaron Woods, Ryan Girdler, Tony Squires with you. Wendell Saylor not here today. Emma Lawrence, of course, is in Perth. We'll catch up with her very shortly. We'll also speak to Reedy, get his mail. Go to Dobbo, who is inside the Queensland State of Origin camp. Cam Murray also joins us.
Any Queenslanders?
Well, Dobbo's there.
Come on.
As a
he's a New South Welshman.
Yeah, but he's given us intel.
Any Queensland players?
No. Okay. Just having a look at the rundown.
All right.
No Queensland players at all. Okay. Not one. Shame. I think we tried. All right. I think, well, Caelan Ponga.
They're not as open to the media as the New South Wales.
That's right. They only put a couple of them
up. So we're getting two New South Welshmen, no Queenslanders.
Yeah. We could get every New South Welshman if we wanted to. Okay. If we just put, they all ready to pick up the phone.
We don't want any Queenslanders anyway.
No, that's true.
And bore the show.
Although those Queenslanders who are listening. Those Queenslanders who are listening,
it's not about us.
Sorry, boys. Sorry, boys. I get frustrated just talking about them.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Do you think there's any trickery going on? And there's always rumours come out of Queensland cap. And as I said, we'll speak to Dobbo. And the latest is that Caelan Ponga, you know, he's kind of clutching a calf. Maybe something going on there. That's just trying to get mind games, isn't it? Is that from the coach whisperer?
Porky pies like I've ever heard it, mate. It's every year something new. Yeah. I think it wasn't game one, gay guy was sick. Come out, got man of the match.
Yeah, virus.
Come on, mate, turn it up.
They love a virus this time of year.
Mate, do they what?
And they don't just go for any play. They go for Caelan Ponga.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
got a strained calf. Exactly. So. Yeah. Chances he'll play, Tony.
Yeah, I think he probably will be there. We just spoke to Wade Graham. You mentioned Dale Finucane and what a tough night he is at training. You said test match. Is that a nickname you give to somebody who goes at 100 miles an hour at training?
Yeah, so sometimes you go to training, you know, you've probably had a big couple of weeks. You're a little bit sore.
Mm-hmm.
You just sort of not go through the motions, but you want to just get your job done and some bloke will just come out of the line and just put a shot on you, you know, and you're just like, really, today of all days? And I've heard, because I was at the Dogs for that little period of time, and from what I've heard at the club, his nickname's Chaos. So that's a pre-workout for body science. And it just dead set overloads your brain and you're going mad. And that's Dale Finucane at training every day.
Wow.
And that's just how some people just need to prepare. They need to prepare every day, like they're playing a game to get the best out of themselves on weekends. It's
is
just
that how
unfortunate.
Gordy tell us.
Gordy was it? Shane Webke was
right.
Like that. You used to warm up with Shane Webke, and you'd feel like you just played a game at the end of the training session. And it's just unfortunate for the people around him.
Big Clemmers like that as well. You want to just go through and just a couple hits on the pads. He'll come out with elbows and knees, and it's like, come on, man, we've got to play tomorrow. Because I'm just getting myself right for the game.
Yeah.
Bugger so. You. But yet Dale Finucane can then go and do this. With the lyrics, I'll be aiming it right.
I won't stop till my name's in high. Stadium heights, Damien Rice and red carpets. Is that his own song?
Sounds like
Ed Sheeran. No, it's an Ed Sheeran song.
Oh, is it? There you go.
Yeah. Mate, he's unreal.
You're good on your music,
great.
Aren't you, Goods?
Yeah, yeah.
At 3 and 5 today, it's all music.
Perfect.
You'll be happy today.
Yeah. Lots of time listening to music.
He's great, though. I've heard him do that song from A Star Is Born, Shallow, is it? The Shallows?
I've heard that one
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
The grouse.
Are there many guys these days? I mean, we've heard over the years, there's blokes who don't mind, you know, picking up the guitar. Any in your teams that you come to mind?
Look, at the Sharks, not too many, but when I was at the West Tigers, Dean Halitau.
Yeah.
A genius. You know, you'd have a beer and he'd bring along his guitar and you just throw a few names out there and he'll sing a few of the songs. And he was a gun on the guitar and he could actually sing as well. He wasn't a bloke that you'd have a few beers and think you can sing. He could sing. So, mate, it was a good combo and it made the night go really quick, which pretty much sucked.
Yeah. I love it. All right, we're plenty to get to, as I said. Sadly, yeah, well, look, if a Queensland player is listening, give us a call, 1-333-53. Give us a call.
If you've got us on the app over there in WA.
Absolutely. Aaron Woods, Ryan Girdler, Tony Squires with you heading across this. The Pacific tests later this afternoon. Some great games of football. We'll get to those, do a little bit of a preview of those matches for you a little bit later on. Aaron Woods, given that you are here, just how is life at the Sharks playing? The team is going very well. I read the other day, I don't know what your thoughts on that are, Girds. There's only 5 teams that can win, and the Sharks and the Raiders, apart from the obvious of the Souths and the Roosters in Melbourne, seem to be up and in there. The vibe is pretty strong, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it's going really good. Obviously, we've had quite a few injuries to start the year off. You know, most of the boys are back. I think I'm the only one that's still injured at the moment.
How far away are you?
Oh, hopefully next week I'll be back against the Dogs.
Okay.
So everything's been going really good at the moment. So fingers crossed I'll play against next week. So, I'll be the last one to come back. You know, the boys have played a really good month of footy, except for that Canberra game. You know, the first 20 minutes was really disappointing, but to get back and do all that hard work to get back in the game and then to get beat like that we did at the end, that was probably the most disappointing. And Coach Johnny Morris was really filthy. So he's given the boys a week off, get away, refresh, because, you know, this back end of the season is where we knuckle down now, you know.
a lot of players are in origin period coming back, you know, teams get a bit disjointed. You know, we've only got one player in the origin at the moment. So this is where we can sort of, you try and make a gain and catch up to those top three sides. So we're in a good position at the moment, but we would like to be better. And that's something we want to strive for the back end of the year.
Good timing there for you to come back into the side. Fifita's out. You've got, obviously, Matty Pryor. ULA has been outstanding so far this year. So you'll come in as that third guy in rotation. Then that's going to put a bit of heat on for the spots, isn't it? I mean, to the back end of the year there, lots of competition up front.
Yeah, definitely, Gerge. You know, it's probably a good thing about a rugby league team. If you got all your players playing well, then we're all competing for that spot. And, you know, we like to have four middle forwards. And, you know, it's really disappointing to see Fifita suspended for 3 weeks, but it gives the big fella a chance to sort of look after his body. You know, he's been playing, you know, tight hammies.
He's had hammy issues,
He's had a couple of little niggles this year, whereas I think if we can really get on top of him for the next 3 weeks, he's going to have a massive end of the season. You know, I thought his last month of footy he's really turned a corner. He's been enormous for us. But a bloke like Braden Ueli, he's just dead set come from nowhere. Yeah. He had a really good preseason, and I think when I got injured, he came in, and, mate, he has been outstanding. He's been our go-to off the bench, and young Jackie Williams as well. They've really laid a really good platform. And, you know, I think when Matt Pryor and Fifita do come off the field, it's sort of the ball game's quite even. And then once we get those two big middles on, mate, they take the game to another level and put the ownership on Fifita and Pryor when they come back on the field. So it's a great, you know, it's a great sort of headache for Johnny Morris to have, but I'd hate to be making the calls.
He was very keen, obviously, wasn't he, to play for Tonga, Andrew Fifita, taking that to the judiciary. Obviously, they had the extra week then, the 3 weeks. He must have been disappointed.
Oh, absolutely shattered, Tony. Look, he was really just a flop tackle. You know, I think the fella on the ground was in an awkward position, and Fifita, he's a big unit, how much he weighs, and he just sort of flopped in. I think he thought he was a chance of getting off because with the grapples, you see, with the crusher tackles, you look at
Barnett, they take him, yeah, they take him from the ground.
And then what they call it, that you re-hook underneath.
Yeah.
And that's when the neck can't get out, and then you put all your body weight and it crushes the back of your neck. So whereas Fifita just flopped in. So he thought he was a big chance, but, you know, it probably wasn't the best time to go to the judiciary with everything that was happening. You know, the game liked to, they have a spotlight of a thing, if it's a chicken wing or if it's a...
Well, there was a couple of serious ones over that weekend. So to stamp it out, they needed to make sure that they made a bit of a statement with the two cases that they were shown.
And the thing was, in that game as well, Bateman got charged but then got off.
Yeah.
And he re-hooked, so we thought we had a big case to get off. And obviously it wasn't. And, you know, Fifita, he thought he had a good case to take to the NRL, but they, you know, they didn't want a bar of it in 3 weeks.
Is it a difficult one? Because a lot of post-contact meters are made in reverse at the moment. Players hit the line and then reverse through quite strongly. So a lot of times, as a defender, you're at their back, aren't you? Is it a tough one to avoid, making sure you do release that head?
Yeah, 100%. Tony, look, we have wrestle sessions at training. You know, a lot of players, you see them, they run into the tackle, then they turn. You know, I do it a lot. Big Clem does it a lot. Fifita does it a lot. And sort of, you can get caught in a bad position. You know, I hear a lot of the people come out and criticise it, but they go, you know, you do a lot of wrestling training, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes things happen in a game where you just can't plan for. You know, you want to go out there, and sometimes, like, with the grapples, you get underneath, you want to let the head out. Mm. But it just gets stuck sometimes. You know, it's just in some cases, you can just tell that he didn't mean to go and do the grapple tackle or the crusher. And then other ones, you go, oh, mate, that's a fair dinkum crusher. Like, mate, you got to outlaw that, you know. Yep. So, and in Fifita's case, when he went down to flop on it, he wasn't even looking at the bloke. He was looking sort of like at the ref. So that's where we thought we had the chance to take it off. But, you know, it wasn't. So the big fella's on the sidelines for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah. All right. And Tonga take on New Zealand. And Benji Marshall returning to the Kiwi
Incredible.
Jersey is also brilliant. Well, look at those games.
The good thing is for the Tongans, I mean, Fifita falls out and Fanua Blake comes into side. I mean, he's probably one of the form front rowers of the year. Yeah. So, yeah, they're flush with forwards. It's just going to be, we were speaking about it a little before, with Woodsy, it's just going to be their halves and whether or not they can get them into those parts of the field that they need to do to capitalise on, you think, the momentum that they're going to have through the middle of the field. But, you know, look, Fanua Blake up there with Taki Aho, Pangai Jr., Mau and Tomalolo.
Yeah, it's massive, isn't it?
It's a ridiculous pack.
Massive. We're going to get a look at that game and the others on this weekend. Of course, we go back to Perth next. Reedy will join us for his mail and Emma. Stacks to come. Saturday Triple M NRL.